832-281-713, better known as H-Town, Houston, Texas. You already know what it is. Consciousness, community, conversation. It is The Remix. And as always, it's me. It's the D-R-E. And I'm joined by these illustrious co-hosts. T2 is back again. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, people. Hey.
Missy, say what's up to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
W-Y-N-N, say what's up to our fam and friends.
Yo.
Today, listen, you want to tune in for this shit here. We are talking about monogamy versus, what is it?
Polyamory.
See, I couldn't even say what it was. We're talking about monogamy versus polyamory. Listen, don't worry about it. I couldn't even say it. You might have to look this up. We're going to tell you what it is, though. Sit back, relax, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. You are still here and we are too. As always, like we tell you, make sure that you follow The Journey on Spotify. That's right, we are on Spotify. It's The Remix Podcast on Spotify. We are on every social media platform, IG, soon to be on YouTube. You won't be able to just hear us, you'll be able to see us too on YouTube. And what did we say? This face belongs
on the tizzle.
On the tizzle. Pretty soon you're going to be able to see us and not just hear us. And also, we're on Twitter, and we are there. That's
Instagram, right?
MySpace.
We still got a MySpace page. Oh, and before I forget, make sure that you check our sponsor out. Our sponsor is none other than Roe Financial Services. It is a holistic approach to your financial security. Make sure that you check out all of your wealth building possibilities with RoeFinancialServices.com. That is R-O-L-F-E FinancialServices.com. All right, let's jump right into it. We're talking about monogamy versus polyamory. T2, what in the hell is that?
So if you've seen She's Gotta Have It, both the film and the TV series, but anyway, Nola Darling, she was in multiple relationships with multiple people, and that goes as far back as Spike Lee. But here we are, it's starting to resurface even some more now, with like freaking Willow Smith coming out as polyamorous and having the talk on Red Table Talk. Just recently in Arlington, Massachusetts, just yesterday, they are now starting to recognize polyamorous relationships with two or more people. So it's like,
so what is polyamory? Like, what is it?
So basically, so we're going to break out the definition. Let me get my cue card. The polyamory is the practice of or desire for intimate relationships with more than one partner with the informed consent of all partners involved. We can say that, but I don't know if that's what most people think of it.
It's multiple relationships with the informed consent of other people.
Absolutely.
All right, so
Wynn is over here dying.
When he said that, all I could think about was Vampire in Brooklyn when this dude said, the whole of Babylon.
So wait a minute, hold on. So you mean to tell me that if I'm in a polyamorous relationship, that means I have a relationship with another woman who has a relationship with another dude, and that dude has another relationship with another woman, and we cool.
Everybody's cool.
Informed consent.
Sleeping with each other and other people.
Let's get that clear real quick before it sounds like it's a big massive orgy. Like, Red Table Talk, the people that were on there was a girl on there who was dating a married dude, who the married dude obviously has the wife, when the wife has a boyfriend. Now obviously the boyfriend is not sleeping with her husband. Now then the girlfriend has a platonic relationship with a female. She doesn't have sex with that person, but then she does have the little side dude that's kind of her side dude to her husband dude that she sleeps with from time to time.
That's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on, but not everybody's sleeping with everybody.
But there are boundaries in place.
There's boundaries in place. Everybody knows what's going on. And then, like, one of the things that I heard on the show is that some people just enjoy novel sex, which novel sex is just sex with new people or just new things with sex. So that's their way of still being able to have their novel sex and being
able to be in a polyamorous relationship.
Absolutely. Well, but it's not all about sex. Some, like, obviously.
Right, it's a relationship.
It's a relationship.
With multiple people.
With multiple people.
With
informed consent.
Instead of cheating in the next room for all you blues fans out there.
So it's almost like, would you rather know or not know?
Absolutely.
At least you kind of know. Like,
and you have input.
The group. Right. Yeah, you have some level of input.
So I can tell you what's going on. Who it's okay for you to cheat with.
Basically, is what it sounds like. And so, in that instance, it's not cheating. It's I allow you to be in another relationship with this other person because that doesn't affect what we have. It's what it sounds like.
What happens, though, if anybody goes outside of this circle? Do they all bring everybody forth and have some sort of a...
And does everybody just boundaries and rules that
and
they
set? And does everybody just
break up? So there's rules?
Yes. I mean, there's rules in a monogamous relationship, right?
No, I mean, I'm saying, like, though, are there rules? Like,
absolutely.
They got to come
absolutely.
And they have meetings and...
Yeah, they bring everybody to the round table. And we have... And we, you know, kind of do them like on Survivor. We pulled them off the island.
Right, like the girl on the show.
You cheated on all of us. This relationship is over for everybody.
I'm not dealing with you.
Now we got to beat you up.
Though, like...
So there was a show a while back on, I think, like HBO or Showtime or something like that, that kind of chronicled polyamorous relationships. And yeah, when somebody stepped outside the boundaries of what was established, everybody had to sit down and decide, okay, what do we do from here? Where do we go?
I mean,
they're
going to
bring
that
new person.
They're
going to
do that.
You know, they could decide to bring that new person in, like, hey, you know, you cheated with our husband boyfriend guy, so you got to come into the group now.
I mean, yeah, you know, it was, you
not
know what,
laugh. This is like, this is their,
I'm sorry,
their thing.
It was even
one instance where the relationship
funny,
rules
guys.
Were there was no sexual contact without the whole group. Right.
Right.
And so they, you know, one of the people, they broke it because one of the ladies weren't there that night or something like that. And they had sex and she wasn't there. And so they was like, we got to have a meeting because we not supposed to get down unless
off
everybody
with
get
their
down.
Heads.
Right.
Off with their heads.
Guard.
Another interesting way to look at it, though, is like, it's not even about just the group. It's even about yourself. Like the girl, she said that before she even enters another relationship or in a relationship with somebody, who she has to meet their other person to make sure that other person is actually okay with said situation, because she said if she's not comfortable, she ain't going to be there.
This doesn't surprise me that this is Willow Smith.
No.
Well, because she brought it to the table.
I mean, when you being around entanglements,
doing this.
When you around a lot of entanglements and stuff growing up, so you know.
Right. No.
This doesn't surprise me at all.
You grow with a lot of knots around.
Ethically
right.
speaking, I wonder, like, is this a cultural thing? Do they do this in certain cultures, or is this something that's more, you know, prevalent in certain parts of the world? Is this something fairly new? When did this come about?
The answer to all those questions is yes, but it's been around since the beginning of time. People I think the institution of it becoming more normalized is more of a kind of free willing woke type thing, that is becoming more culturally acceptable, let me say it that way, for people to talk about it. But I mean, we know people been in situationships forever.
It just seems like more of an extension of something. And like you said, the institution of cheating and all that kind of stuff, that's been going on for forever, since the beginning of time. Absolutely. And everybody is just branching off and finding more ways to define, you know, and putting little spins on stuff and then coming up with a different term to define something. So, I mean, it just sounds like more bullshit, basically.
And we have a tendency to just say that everything is okay. Like, after a while,
anything
it's just
goes.
Like, oh, okay. Oh, well, yeah, that's the way you feel about it. So, okay. Oh, that's the way you look at yourself and you want everybody else to see you that way. Oh, okay. And I think at some point, and this is, and I respect everybody's decision and opinion to feel how you do about yourself and to view yourself the way you want to view yourself. So this next statement, let me just, you know, as a disclaimer, is not an attack. Anything.
I don't give a fuck. That shit is bullshit.
but
disclaimer.
I mean, if they like it, I love it.
I don't like it. I don't love it.
I'm
shit is going
saying.
Against the grain. It's everything. I mean,
if I must be completely honest, before I got engaged, I considered it.
Polyamorous relationship?
Absolutely, I considered it. I was like, you know what? I should just be like Nola Darling and just see whoever I want to see.
So it wasn't so
and let them know that I'm seeing them people.
But the thing about She's Got a Habit initially, like they eventually knew about who each other, who they were.
Right.
But I think what initially, like, they didn't really know. And then, like, once they found out who the other people were, and she was like, no, I'm free to do what I want. It's my body, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And they found out. Then they were okay. They were just like, because they loved her so much.
Absolutely.
They were just cool. I couldn't be in a polyamorous relationship. I just couldn't. I couldn't see myself being in a situation where I know that the person I'm with is freely with someone else, maybe two or three or four other people.
I got to drop this in parenthetically. All polyamorous relationships don't look like that.
Right.
Well, true.
A polyamorous relationship could literally be one man and three women that all know about each other. Sometimes they may all live together. There are shaded a lot of different ways, mm-hmm. and you have
there's
to,
different variables.
There are different variables, different variations of what a polyamorous relationship looks like. Now, let me be clear: I am not advocating for it.
No, I'm
or
not,
against
I'm not,
it.
Yeah,
people do free to do what you want to do, but right, I'm saying, just saying there's a lot of different shades of what it could look like.
Different shades of gray.
Different reasons. I mean, some people are in a polyamorous relationship because it's a long distance relationship. You know, there are a lot of different reasons.
Like,
why.
I know you're seeing somebody else. I'm cool with that because we live so far away.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I'm interested in, I saw clips of the Red Table Talk,
yeah.
and Gammy was more saying, from what I saw, that it seemed like it was more sexual, had more sexual undertones in terms of more relationship.
Right.
So what could you expound about what she emphasized or what their defense was to that?
Well, Gam, as she old school anyway.
Yeah, she's very old school.
Her thought process is that she. Let me see. So basically with Gam, she was just like, she just couldn't wrap her mind around it. She just really, because in her mind, it still was deeply embedded around sex. But as that one girl was on there who's dating the married dude, but also has the platonic relationship with this girl, she doesn't have sex with the girl. The girl is with their situation. I can't remember if the girl lived with her or not, but in that situation, it was more so like we hang out together. We do fun things together financially. You know, like I can't remember exactly, but in some cases, it's just a financial thing.
But to me, you can't. I'm sorry, miss. But to me, you can't include her, a platonic relationship, into a polyamorous relationship, because then that would almost imply that if you have multiple friends, you know what I'm saying, like, and it's just platonic, then you have, in a sense, a polyamorous relationship with platonic. Because she said, she's just my friend. There's no other relationship besides platonic support. We're best of friends. There's nothing sexual, nothing erotic, any romantic at all.
They tried sex once. Didn't work.
Shit, forget it.
See, this is the show that you should have bought mimosas to. Because this is too...
Doggone it.
Anytime you got to... Anytime you got to pull back multiple definitions of what a thing is and all that, it gets to be a bit much.
And the thing about it is, what do we do? It's so many levels of this. Because here's the thing. I always go back to what happens to people's feelings. You cannot tell me that at some point there is no amount of jealousy. There is no amount of
emotions.
Oh, they
definitely touched on jealousy.
What happens with all of that? You know, we are human beings at the end of the day. When you scrape away all of these terminology and all these definitions and bullshit ass shit, you know, people's feelings and hearts, you know, and emotions are still there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, what happens with all of that? Let's be real here. Come on now.
Well, what Willow said, like, because apparently she was about to be in a relationship and she started having the feelings of jealousy and things like that. So she was like, well, maybe I need to take a step back, figure out what's up with me that makes me feel jealous to begin with.
And shut up, Willow.
That's what she said.
She's not here to defend herself.
So then, you know what I'm saying? She was like, okay, now that I have, you know, learned myself more, learned my quirks and this and that and the other, she was like, I think I can go into another situation where I'm more confident
in
the situation.
So watch this, Missy, to answer your question, I think it has a lot to do with the socialization process. because people act out in adulthood what they find normal as children, as adolescents, or even what they find normal as being an adult. So I think if you've been socialized to be able to be in that type of relationship and not maybe have those feelings.
Are you suggesting that Willow was growing up in such conditions?
I didn't say that. However, however, it, I mean, you know, from what was said, Will was like, August, come hang out. You know, I ain't gonna be here for the weekend. I'm gonna be with old girl from the movie. You can come over and hang out. I ain't saying that's what happened. I'm just saying, you know, whatever. But I will say this. You have to remember that what goes on in Hollywood circles and things like that.
This ain't just going on in Hollywood. Right,
this is real life.
They just happen to be at the red table.
Well, you have to remember, again, too, you have these different college, like, towns and cities. You have these different parts of the country where different things are just normalized. For example, there's one state, I can't remember which one it is, but there's one state that they said like 60-75% of all the people that are married to somebody that they are related to as closely as second cousins.
Wow.
It may be Wyoming.
No.
It was one of those Midwest countries.
What kind of family reunion y'all having?
Man, look, people be living around.
That's them gypsies that be doing that. It's the gypsies. That's a whole other topic, though.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So they marry like the first, second cousin?
Yeah, gypsies do that whole, like, hands
they
down.
They want to keep everything. Wow. Yeah. But then,
so, like,
I mean, they be marrying their children off at like 14, 15, 16.
So it's like cousins. You my cousin, you my cousin, my aunt, and
they do that over in England. That's the reason why they got them faces and stuff over there.
Wow. How you my cousin and my aunt?
Wow. At the palace. They all look mongoloid and stuff.
I will say this, y'all. I don't agree with the I don't necessarily agree with, or I don't think it would work for me. I know it wouldn't work for me. However, people are free to do what they want to do. But this is the thing, y'all. When it gets that complicated, I'm with Missy. What happens eventually? Like, what happens over the course of time?
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that statement. Yeah. That sentiment. Because anything
we just
you gotta,
live in a feel good society. People doing whatever makes them feel good. They're changing things. Whatever makes them feel good.
The 60s all over again?
They're changing things that to go along with whatever makes them feel good. And it doesn't matter. For them, it doesn't matter what happens in the future. It's about the here and the now. And that is just the way that's the world and the sign of the times of what we're living in right now. Period.
I got a question then. Because I saw this on Instagram. I'm not gonna, you know, put this person's handle out or anything like that, but I follow them and they were doing some stuff in their stories where they were asking these questions about, you know, what's the wildest thing you've done, that type of thing. And all of these people were responding saying, you know, oh well, I had an affair here, I had an affair there. And they concluded this whole, you know, I guess you would call it a query with the statement that boggled my mind, but it makes sense to address it here. The statement was, affairs save relationships. So when you look at polyamorous relationships, do you think that it's like a short circuit or a shortcut to not having to deal with the pressure and perhaps the vulnerability that comes in monogamous relationships?
No, I think that's bullshit.
I think that makes sense.
I think that makes sense.
We got a good fight going now. Let's dive into it. I want to hear both sides.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I think that makes sense because when I considered it, like before I got engaged, obviously, but like before when I was considering the idea, that was exactly the reason, you know, to avoid not knowing and having to feel like, you know, not, you know, just being secure and knowing that it's possible. And if it's happening, okay, cool. Maybe I even know the person, because there's been times where, you know, I was like, shit, I hate that person cheated on me with that person, because that person actually seems like they're pretty cool, but I hate them because now they cheated on them with, you know,
we might could have hung out a head drink.
Yeah. So okay. It's like, and I know that sounds crazy, but that was how I was feeling it.
Clearly, it's not as crazy as we might think, since people are actually doing it. Now I want to hear you.
So wait a minute.
Agreed.
from her answer, maybe I didn't understand your question. What was your question?
No, the question is, do you think that maybe people are electing polyamorous types of relationships in order to avoid having to deal with the vulnerability of monogamous relationships? Because as she stated, it's like, if I know there are multiple people involved in this relationship,
oh,
I don't have to walk around wondering whether or not there's somebody.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you said people were electing. I misunderstood your question. I don't know why they're choosing to do it. I'm sorry. Right. I don't know why they're choosing to do it. I just think that choosing to do it is ridiculous and stupid. That's right. What my answer is.
That is a really good question. Like, why are people choosing to do it? I just think they want to, people just like, if it has too many boundaries, too many rules, too much structure, they want to scrub that away and just have a whole new, it's like, that's too restricting. I heard people say they don't want to get married because marriage is too restrictive. Being married to one person, I don't want to, that's just too defining. You're just one person. It's too structured. And so I don't want to get married. So it's like, scrub away the structure and the lines of it and the boundaries. And let's just kind of create something else.
Yeah. Then to piggyback off of what you said, and if I can expound on, now that I have a better understanding of what you're saying, it's just similar to what I believe about open marriages. I think that when women agree to that, I think at the heart of that is insecurity within their marriage. I think that they go along to get along. I don't think that they want that. No, I do not. I don't think that the majority of women want that. There are some women that have just made up in their mind that that's what they want, and they're strong, and they think that.
Yeah, they probably but doing even the same
at,
thing.
Even at the heart of that, I really don't think that women really truthfully want that. I think that a lot of them have gotten hardened, have been hurt enough, and have decided that they want that. But I don't think that at the very heart and at the true essence of a woman, that is truly what they want. Period. We're not necessarily built like that emotionally. I don't think that that is our very true essence and soul of a woman, to just pop out of the womb and have been conditioned, unless you just, depending on the type of environment that you were just raised in, unless you're right, just some hard, gutter wrench woman, you are not raised and reared to have that type of mentality. Period. That's not the way our women raised us. They raised us with the baby dolls, the Barbie dolls, and things like that to want. And they reared us to want a family. So to sit there and say, that's just what they want. No, that's not. Not at the very, that something happened along the way to get right, them to that point. But at the true essence of a woman, no, they did not come out with that hardness. Absolutely not. That ain't the way that we were created.
Let me ask you this.
Something happened along the way that maybe hardened them up. So when they get into those relationships and have that attitude of they want the open relationship, they want this and they want that, it's a lot of times it's because of their experiences along the way, or because of their insecurities within the relationship. They're trying to hold on to that situation. Mm-hmm. And then they're saying, okay, in order to keep this, this is what I'm willing to put myself through, or this is what I'm going to sacrifice within myself. This is what I'm going to put down. This is what I'm going to, for lack of better words, this is what I'm willing to break down within myself to open up to keep this situation alive.
I can kind of ride with that though.
But hold on, I'm not disagreeing with that. I don't disagree with that at all. But that leads me to another question. I want y'all to hear my heart when I say this. Okay. So it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like you're saying that women naturally elect monogamy over an open form of relationship.
I believe initially. Now,
like, it's more natural for them.
It's more natural.
Okay, so cool.
Now, over time, women have just gotten to the point where they're tired.
Of course.
Women have education has changed things.
Right.
Women have made their own money. Women have seen now that they don't necessarily have to have a man to get their happiness and get their position in life and things like that. So now they're calling the shots in a lot of things, and they're making their own elections in life. And so they are deciding for themselves. But naturally, no.
So I got a question. Absolutely in that not. Case. If we'll ride with that theory that women are naturally geared toward monogamy, let's also assume, and Dre, correct me if I'm wrong, you're the other man at the table, it's a pretty strong assumption, and in most cases it's pretty accurate, that men are not geared toward monogamy.
Absolutely.
So and this is the thing, because people characterize that as them being doggish or dogs, mm-hmm. but the fact of the matter is nature, I believe, pushes them to where they are just not geared toward monogamy. So the question is, where does the intersection meet?
But hold up, though. To piggyback on that, though, they've been labeled like dogs or whatever, but on the flip side of things, it's also praised. Whereas for...
I agree with that.
For men. I think classically, I think what has happened is for women to be more open to multiple partners, it has been you're a whore, this or that, that kind of thing.
Labeled.
But for men, it's like, oh man, you a whole player because you got multiple women. Now, I will venture to say, this may be a more of a strong point, but to pick it back up, that I think that men choose monogamy.
They do.
They choose it.
They do.
Yes.
And because it's more natural for men to have multiple partners.
Absolutely.
It's more natural for them to seek out, like, I like this person, I like that person, and they're more natural having multiple partners.
Right.
And we choose, intentionally choose, to select one person and say, this is the person I am going to be with.
Yep. Right.
And so now,
is that the place where the intersections collide? Because if I'm choosing it, because this is the thing, if you choose monogamy, you have to choose it every day.
Absolutely.
You do. It's a conscious effort.
But I want you to think about that. And again, I'm not disagreeing or agreeing with it, but I'm saying if a person has to wake up every day and choose what is natural for another person, how does that work 30 years?
I think that is a true testament of love and commitment.
And you have to be on one accord. You have to be spiritually in tune. You have to be in line. It's a prayerful thing. And it's just something an individual has to work on. I mean, it's an individual journey.
I mean, to be fair, then, if we're getting real technical about it, if a person is choosing to be monogamous, they can also choose to be polyamorous. And they're choosing every day to want to be loved or love many people.
Yeah.
Because they want
obviously
to feel that much love.
That's fair.
Maybe.
A friend of mine and I, we were talking about it. And we were talking about how we believe that... it's more natural for men to be in polygamous, men could be in a polygamous relationship not be a problem at all.
Absolutely.
Like, we find that it's more natural for men to almost be a polygamist more than being monogamous mm-hmm. to one person.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to, have that discussion. It's like, it's and this may be a whole nother conversation, but
don't start that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, because what we'll do is we'll say but I do have a question after I make the statement. We will say it's just right for us to be in monogamous relationships, and most Christians will push that fact.
Absolutely.
But also preaching from a Bible that
mm-hmm.
has, and watch this, that has polygamous relationships.
Absolutely.
In it,
that are praised
and will preach some of the people that are the patriarchs.
Absolutely.
In scripture that have polygamous relationships.
Absolutely.
And will just schmooze over them. But if you say currently I want a polygamous relationship, you are shunned.
Absolutely.
And I do think conversations like this shit necessary, because we need to open this up and unpack this.
Can I give you some extra, like, put a little extra stank on what you just said?
Yes.
So for my Christians out there that are listening, so I'm hopefully y'all are familiar with the character David in the Bible, right? David has an affair with another man's wife.
Did.
Kills this, has this man killed.
Did.
And when David has to deal with God about it, God says something that'll shake you to your core if you're not a real Bible student.
Well,
he says, I would have gladly given you the wives of your enemy.
That's
wives.
What he said. Wives.
Multiple. I would have given them to you had you asked. But you chose to have this woman snatched up, abducted, and her husband killed just because you saw her and wanted her.
Ain't that something?
Ain't that's a little stain
don't,
on
don't
it.
Don't that mess with your Christianity a little bit? Just a little bit. Kind of little bit.
Smidge. So polygamy and polyamory was all through there then.
All up and through the all Bible. Through
there. So it's not exactly that strange.
It's not new.
It's not new.
I think the cultural acceptance of it is new, because you have to remember America is quote unquote founded with Christian values.
Christian.
I said quote on. I did the air quotes.
Yeah.
I did.
So, maybe we should all do them because, you know, yeah.
quote, Christian values.
However, we know that's all bullshit.
So I do have one question for the table because, you know, we run out of time just a little bit, but I do have one question. Do you all think that people can have sex with another person without feeling?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay,
so it's no secret I'm saved. I love the Lord with all my heart, all my soul, all my being. I've been in church all my
life. Everybody listen to the podcast, lift your hands right now.
Hallelujah.
Disclaimer.
So yeah, that's my disclaimer. That's my disclaimer. But the fact of the matter is, there was a season of my life where I was not as committed to those values, where I was not as invested in living a lifestyle that I believe pleases God. And so there has been an occasion when I absolutely positively had a sexual encounter with somebody that if they walked in the room right now, I would not know who they were.
I've been there.
So then it's absolutely possible. And watch this.
I think it's more natural for men to be able to say that versus a woman, because in my case, I have to be. It's the truth. It's the truth.
I don't even remember it.
Like, who are you, baby? What is your name?
I think it's possible.
I don't know.
But I don't think it's as possible, like you said, for women.
Yeah.
Maybe not as normal for women.
It's not as common nor normal for a woman, because for me to be able to even engage in any kind of anything with you, I have to be some kind of attracted to you in some shape, form, or fashion. It ain't no just, oh, yeah, okay, that's it. You know,
For men, a woman can be sitting across the table from them, literally never open their mouth, never say a word to them. Men are more visual. If they see something that they like and they have access to it, more often than not, a man will be willing to kind of engage in it. And it's like you said, you have to have some form of attraction. With men, I think the bar is a lot lower.
I'll be the first to say, maybe mamas.
This is a little bit deeper than we'd like to go, but in my opinion, when I say feelings, I guess I should say this is my viewpoint on it. When you engage in something as deep as sex is, right? It's like your whole self. This has always been my viewpoint. It's like your whole self is engaged. Like psychologically, you are engaged. Spiritually, you are engaged. Physically, you are engaged. When you have sex with another person, I don't think you cannot subtract your psyche, who you are. If we believed from a place of spirit, we are all spirit people, right? So if we believe that we, you know, those of you who might not be Christian, if you listen to the podcast, just engage. If there are three parts to every person, generally, you are a spiritual person, you are psychologically, you have a brain, the way you process and think, and then physically. I don't think you can subtract those things when you have sex with another person. You're going to tie those things together, right? I believe you do. I'm just saying, I believe you do.
And I'm telling you, I don't think you have to think about baseball. Here's the psych thing. So.
I remember back in the day, having sex with somebody, and then later on, maybe like a week, a month later, sitting around and have a flashback and be like, damn, I need to call them. You can't tell me that your psyche is not engaged in that moment. Not just your body, your mind. And if you are a person that is more than just matter and mind, then there's no way for you to not engage completely.
I think it's possible. There's been a whole lot of mindless sex that's going on in the world.
Like I just said.
I have had people with a sexual experience that have been forgettable.
I'm not talking about just forgettable.
Oh, that's
I'm talking about absolutely mindless. Like you literally terrible. Walked in the room, you stupid dog.
I'm dealing with you today.
I'm talking like My you bad. Literally walked in a room. Had intercourse with a person and walked out, and you may have vaguely thought about it again, maybe, But for the most part, you just like it was a purely physical experience.
Maybe only think about it if it was good.
That's a whole nother.
Well, maybe you think about it if it was really good or maybe it was really terrible.
That goes back to like when they talk about affairs with men and women. They say when a woman has an affair, it's emotional, and then when the men, you know, it don't worry about it because it was just physical cool. And all that kind of
but
stuff.
But see, there's a difference in cheating and an affair. And I know people, let's not get in the weeds on it, but an affair is ongoing. An affair you might want to be concerned about.
Yeah.
If a man cheats, and I'm hear my heart when I say it. I'm not saying it's
you
okay.
You about to have some women mad at you.
No. Hear what I'm saying. If a man just purely cheats, for that man, it's probably not as serious. Because it very well could have just been a purely physically, I was horny, I slept with you, and I'm really kind of done with you. And men have the capability to do that. Because they're not as invested emotionally in sexual experiences.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
That makes sense.
You're not as invested.
Right. Now,
there is some investment.
Where it becomes dirty is when you work to get it and you gotta, you know, lie to her and you gotta do all that kind of, that's, you a dog dude for that. You don't have to set somebody up and prime them up just to sleep with them and then walk away like it's nothing. That's, you a dog dude for that.
Right.
But men are absolutely able to just have a purely physical experience. What's in that coffee? You got some Kahlua in there.
You done threw your whole life away for a bad sexual experience.
Man, listen.
You done threw your whole life away for a walk of shame you wish you could take back.
Ridiculous.
It happens, though.
It does.
It happens.
So, what's the moral of the story? We got to get out of here.
So, what is the moral of the story? So, basically, we realize that it's not something new.
Right,
anyway.
Right.
It's been around. And then... So then, like, what changed then? I guess just society.
I guess it's just societal standards and who thinks what's important and what's not important or what feels good and what's
not with
it.
I just couldn't. I could not. Maybe I don't care if I know all the people involved or not. I just, because I'll kill every last one of you motherfuckers.
Like, who's going out with tonight? Jim? I don't know Jim.
I'll kill every last.
What happened to Jack?
Who the hell is Jim?
I like Jack. Jack was cool. He was playing PlayStation together. I like him. That's a whole damn fool. All right.
Everybody involved is getting killed.
Wait, what's the moral of the damn story?
I think the moral of the story is people elect to do what makes them happy. And I think they
put a
do it more so.
On it.
Yeah, they slap term. A defin- they slap a term on it. Definition.
It'll be in your next edition of Webster.
Know. Yeah,
exactly.
And then you know they just I think and this is the I think this is the real moral of the story. In 2021, people have a expectation that the world needs to accept how I decide and choose to live my life.
That I think that right there is the moral of the story. And I'm gonna close with this, and then we out. I promise. There is a court case that's pending. I don't know where it is, but the guy was suing because he wants his birth certificate changed because he is, I think he's 70 or in his 70s, but he said he feels like he's in his 40s.
Yeah.
So he wants his birth certificate because he said he's trans age. If you don't sit your old ass down somewhere and get this AARP card.
Yes. That is a legit thing.
This is
dude
the thing, though.
You're going to throw all
your discounts away trying to be younger.
This is the thing, though. It's like we have precedent for it. If you just want to be honest,
and we do, and that is the problem.
That's the problem
because
Rachel Dozell. Who else?
Yeah.
Now get off Rachel. Now Rachel, my dog. I rock with
the
Rachel.
Person that felt like he was a lamp walking around. Did y'all see that?
You.
I didn't see that one. That one I did not see.
Wow.
That's just some terrible.
But this
is
the thing.
You're not an inanimate object, people.
This is the thing, man. And I go back
you
to this.
You can just feel like whatever you want to feel like.
I had this conversation often because it starts with the LGBTQIA community, right?
It's being made a mockery of. Everything is just.
So this is the thing. I absolutely feel like even with all of my Christian values and me believing what I believe and all that, I still believe in people's right to love who they
absolutely.
Love.
Absolutely.
You absolutely have a right to love who you love. However, you do not have the right to dictate what you are. If you were born a man, I don't care what you get cut and snipped, you a whole dude. If you were born a female, I don't care what you get sold on or added on, you are still a female.
I mean, biological standards, biological standards.
Period.
I mean, people would, you know, want to fight you on that one.
They can fight. I'll give them all the smoke. I give my auto smoke. If you was born a dude, you a dude. If you was born a female, you a female. Period.
They would.
You can love who you are. And this is the thing. This is where we run into issues at. Because if you are born a man and you want to love a man, that's your right. But you can't walk around born a man and say I'm a woman because I feel like I'm a woman
and because I put a wig on and some lipstick.
Right. Because this is the
because
thing.
Women if are more wanna, than that. If you I mean, that's what pisses feminine. Me off. Women are more than that. We are more than wigs and lipstick.
Absolutely.
Right. And
don't
I,
reduce
I
me down to a wig and lipsticks.
My concern is, it's like if you feel that way, it's your right to feel that way. However, it is not your right to beat me up if I don't see it that way.
All this transphobic stuff.
You perceive yourself that way. I don't. And it doesn't make me homophobic or transphobic or anything like that. I respect your right to do what you do. But I believe personally, it's also my right whether I want to receive that or not. Like, you know what I mean?
You're going to get canceled.
Yeah. That cancel culture, I think, has to stop at some point. At some point, we just got to be like, y'all want to cancel everybody.
I'm going to cancel you back.
Everything is not even realistic.
I'm the cancel back culture.
Did you say I'm going to cancel you back?
Cancel back culture, bitch. Well, I canceled you back.
For everything that y'all heard, make sure y'all don't cancel our ass. Listen.
Cancel back culture, bitch.
We got to get out of here.
I like everybody. Love everybody.
Miss is ready to cancel everybody.
I canceled you back, bitch.
Cancel.
I love all the people.
I love all the people, too.
I love everybody.
Especially
I canceled you back, bitch.
Listen, with that being said, for everybody.
Now what?
C2.
You're going to meet Amazing Grace. Amazing and Grace. I canceled you back.
And Missy Misdemeanor, we got to get up out of here.
Missy Felony today.